This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1771. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 30th, Brazil, China, Colombia, Cuba, Eritrea, Germany, Greece, Guam, Indonesia, International, Iran, Korea North, Kurdistan, Monaco, Nepal, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Puntland, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. For many months, the powerful transmitter in Brasilia, 11780.1 variable, has been putting out spurs on each side, about 35 kilohertz above and below, including 11815. That happens to be the license frequency of another Brazilian station, the private one, Radio Brasil Central, in Goiânia. It has now happened. That station has reactivated, and it's suffering interference from the crackling spurs out of Brasilia. But will anything be done about it? I seriously doubt it, as nothing has been done so far. April 29th at 0117, slightly on the high side of 11815, I was again hearing Radio Brasil Central, and again 24 hours later, always without interference from the spur out of Brasilia. RBC on the first night was playing mostly music, and the second time it was mostly talk, perhaps a ball game. They've also reactivated their other transmitter on the 60-meter band, 4985. It is also very slightly on the high side. Wolfgang Büschel happened to be hearing them at the same time and measured them 23 hertz above 11815 and 10 hertz above 4985. In IRCA, Gary DeBach in Washington says a powerful new Chinese station showed up on 1566 kilohertz the week of April 8th. Noted first by Japanese DXers, Mount Arita also heard the Chinese signal via a remote receiver in Japan and thought it could be at least 100 kilowatts. As for the identity, 1566 is one of the most occupied frequencies in East Asia, with South Korea's HLAZ, 250 kilowatt transmitter. There are differences of opinion. HLAZ broadcasts Chinese Christian programs in Mandarin to China, which the Beijing government probably doesn't feel very happy about. This prompted a reply from Bill Whitaker, a medium wave DXer, but also with IBB monitoring and frequency management in Washington, D.C. He says, on shortwave, Chinese jamming is a lot more sophisticated these days. Gone are the days of loud rackets on shortwave caused by Firedrake. For quite a while, the Chinese have been merely co-channeling with multiple transmitters and out-of-time, on-purpose transmissions to interfere with Western broadcasts. We poor Western international broadcasters have taken so much stuff off the air that the Chinese have surplus facilities and for the past 2 years have been jamming by co-channeling English from VOA, BBC, and others. Years and years of official complaining have had no effect, and even direct negotiations during the early 90s, while working towards another most favored nation trade agreement, led to naught when talks broke off immediately upon Clinton signing the MFN agreement. When we test to see how serious the Chinese are about jamming a particular frequency used for Mandarin or Tibetan, by moving the new frequency, is found and jammed within 4 minutes. That's one hell of a monitoring network and rivals what the Russians could do in the depth of the Cold War. Beijing is also known to go after some religious broadcasters, and they are notoriously paranoid about any movement that puts anything above the state. China Radio International has shuffled their program schedule. You know, they have several different English hours, each of which are broadcast multiple times each day. Alan Rowe in the UK is trying to sort it all out. He says, I was hearing the Beijing hour, Sunday, April 26th, at 11 to 12 UT on 17490. That program is normally scheduled Monday to Friday only. On Sunday it should be news and reports followed by World According to Words. And further checking found that at 12:05 on Sunday he was hearing Heartbeat instead of Global Chinese Music followed by Horizons. Then Alan emailed CRI about this and received a prompt reply. We had changed our program schedule since April 10th, and they referred me to their website, but the News Plus schedule on that page does not reflect shortwave programming. There's a link at the foot of the page to a shortwave schedule that is out of date. Furthermore, not all the multiple frequencies at any given hour from CRI English necessarily carry the same programming. I don't think this is anything new, but I noted again on April 26th during the 13 UT hour, 11910 had different programming than 11900. 11900 much stronger. The China Drive show, parallel but not synchronized with the Cuba relay on 9570, while 11910, poor with flutter, had something else. The sites listed are 11910 for Beijing and 11900 for Kunming. The last two Colombian shortwave stations are both called HJDH, sibling stations run by the same missionary organization. They've been somewhat irregular, especially the one on 5910, but I've been hearing it again the last few nights. The major blockage is between 03 and 05 UT when NHK is on in Japanese via France, but we can hear it before and after that hour. On April 29th at 05:53, I was getting slightly above 5910, some peppy tropical music, and their time check at the top of the hour was a minute fast. The identification then was Sistema Radial Al-Karawan, while the other transmitter, slightly above 6010, was playing similar but not the same music and did not interrupt for an ID. It would have been La Voz de Tu Conciencia. I happened to hear something interesting on Radio Martí as I was tuning around April 23rd at 06:57 on 7405. When the wall of noise jamming was not enough to prevent me from hearing Radio Martí explaining exact receiving antenna dimensions ideal for its different shortwave and medium wave frequencies. Probably more detail than really necessary, but when you're jammed, every little bit may help. They were about to switch from 7405 to 5980, while 6030 continued, all of them jammed. Eritrea has been reported recently reactivated on 7200, which is right on the boundary between the ham and the broadcast bands and thus subject to complaints by intruder watchers. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria has been monitoring this and says 7200 is the first program of Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea reactivated on April 19th. He heard it at 0425 in vernaculars or earlier. He says the sign-on is at 0254 and it closed down at 1833, while the second program of VOBME on 7175 runs from 0255 until 1803, featuring news in Arabic from 0330 and at 1730. And he says some of the programs are jammed by white noise DRM, according to his observations from April 19th to 24th. Most of the time in our evenings we find no signal from Greece on 9420, but occasionally it is on, and this was the case April 26th at 0111. In Greek with a very good signal and a much weaker parallel 15630. The third transmitter is apparently out of order. It was acting up a lot when they were trying to use it on 9935. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts also heard a brief English newscast from Greece on 9420 Saturday, April 25th at 2000 about the earthquake in Nepal, and then local weather, and mentioned Thessaloniki. I haven't heard it in English, but I ran across a signal on 15650, April 28th at 22:36, immediately identifying as Radiofonikos Stathmos Makedonias, which means the Thessaloniki program rather than from Athens. We've been hearing this a number of times, seeming to occupy more and more of the sporadic shortwave transmissions. And it was also on 9420. Marty Delphine in Spain forwards news from the Athens Daily Ekaterimeni, an English language in partnership with the International New York Times, saying the public broadcaster is reinstated by the new government. Lawmakers from the new left-wing government have voted to reinstate the public broadcaster ERT, which was abruptly shut down 2 years ago as part of austerity measures. This was as of April 29th. Parliament voted to rehire more than 1,500 ERT workers and incorporate a protest TV station operated online by fired employees. In June 2013, ERT television and radio broadcasts were abruptly taken off the air by the previous conservative government. A new broadcaster was later opened using fewer staff. Greece had been under pressure from international leaders to swiftly reduce the size of its civil service in return for continued bailout loans. The Voice of Indonesia external service has now been missing for 2 months, as I mentioned last week. But Mike Terry forwards news from Mauno Ritola on the WRTH Facebook group. According to the station, the shortwave transmitter is being repaired and is expected to return on the air soon. So keep an ear on 9525.9. Or, wonder of wonders, once repaired, could it really be on 9525.0? Remember IRDR, International Radio for Disaster Relief? This was tested last June via several shortwave transmitters. There's an article about it on the HFCC website under Humanitarian. But since then, we've not heard a peep about it, although there have been subsequent real disasters, such as the Philippines, Vanuatu, and now, of course, Nepal. Some frequencies have been registered in the A15 HFCC schedule for IRDR, all of them 100 kilowatts non-directional from the Vatican. I suspect these are merely placeholders, as the original idea was for several other major shortwave sites to be involved, but none of them have gone so far as to register anything, and are still not hearing anything despite the earthquake. But here's the schedule where something might appear. 24 hours on 21840, 17500, 15650, not to be confused with Greece, and 13620. 04 to 09 on 9430, 07 to 11 on 12,000 even, and 07 to 12 UT on 7400. More about Nepal shortly. Iran's so-called Voice of Justice, English hour to North America at 0320 UT. Is coming in well, April 26th, on 13650. However, the parallel frequency, 11780, was a total loss. Nothing but a low audible head on the low side of the huge Brazil transmission on 11780.1 variable. They've done this for two or three seasons now in the summers, totally wasting 500 kilowatt hours every night for the duration. That is, of course, completely due to incompetent frequency management by Iran. But there's another problem facing their Dari language service at 0820 to 1150 UT on 15630. Wolfgang Büschel monitors it and says it's being jammed by dithering sounds, which he suspects the U.S. is responsible for. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1771. Much more info is available on our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. mikestoneinc.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Mike Stone in Illinois, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Via that method, one may also contribute in other funds for PayPal to convert. Should you like to send a check or money order in the mail, please make that in U.S. funds only on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a major frequency change by one of the many clandestines to North Korea, Radio Free North Korea, at 12:30 to 13:30 UT. It's on 15590 via Tajikistan, replacing 9330. April 26th at 0323, I was pleased to be getting a good signal from Denge Kurdistana on 11510. I enjoy their Kurdish music. I used to hear it during the 13 UT period, but no longer, because transmitter sites have been changed around. Now, in HFCC, if you were to believe that, the only transmitter site for the entire span from 03 to 19 UT would be Moldova, also known as Pridnestrovia. However, the Alki list shows changes every few hours. The time I was hearing it was, in fact, Moldova between 03 and 07. Then at 07 to 11, it's Armenia, 11 to 13, back to Moldova, but with an antenna azimuth change halfway through. At 13 to 17, it's Bulgaria, which is not really making it here. And finally, from 17 to 19 UT, France. At least that's according to one source. There is a shortwave broadcast from Monaco, if you're willing to consider something that is sort of utility. And is it really on the Monaco side of the border? Zaharis Liangas in Greece heard 8728. He doesn't say, but I assume it's upper sideband. April 23rd at 0657. An interval signal resembling that heard by Transworld Radio, possibly the anthem of Monaco, something in English, 0659, ID in French, and off the air. This is, I believe, a marine weather broadcast several minutes before 0700. The terrible earthquake in Nepal on April 25th has led to lots of radio-related monitoring reports, not including shortwave from Nepal itself, since that was canceled several years ago. It used to be on 5005. Nearby in India, they monitor the remaining medium wave frequencies. We have a number of reports about those in the new DX Listening Digest, number 15-17 via worldofradio.com, and also some online connections for Nepalese broadcasts. The mainstream media have said hardly anything about the role of amateur radio in the aftermath. But here's a report from Jim Linton, PK3PC, chairman of the IARU Region 3 Disaster Communications Committee, via Southgate, via Jose Miguel Romero. The rescue and recovery work is continuing after the 7.8 earthquake. Widespread damage and claiming many lives. The Nepal Amateur Radio Society is providing emergency communications. 9N1AA says with help from India, VU2, and others, work is continuing. 9N1AA says info has already been provided on the status of about 80 loved ones of foreign radio hams and others. He was using solar power in Kathmandu. Also sharing the emergency communications work, 9N1HA. The capital was among the areas hit, an emergency net on 20 meters, 14205 and or 14215. Has net control by VU2JAU. Other Indian amateurs are involved. More activity reported on 7100, 18160, and 21360. There's also first amateur radio repeater set up 3 years ago. by the National Society for Earthquake Technology. It's on, if you're in the area, input 434.500 megahertz and output 145 megahertz even. Alan Stern in Florida says, on April 27th at 0820 UT, I'm hearing fascinating communications about the quake on primary 14205, about aircraft arriving at Kathmandu Airport, unloading supplies, saying American, German, Norwegian, Swedish, and Israeli flights are arriving. A huge generator was coming in that morning, also discussing rescue missions. Some shortwave broadcast stations added transmissions due to the quake, notably the BBC World Service in English and in Nepali. The Nepali language from Thailand 0130 to 145 on 11995 and 15510, and at 15 to 16 on 9650 Singapore and 5895 Thailand, according to the WRTH via Alan Pennington. The English broadcast from BBC at 23 to midnight UT is an additional one on 9540 via Singapore and 5895 from Thailand. Stephen Cooper was hearing the one on 9540. BBC Media Action says it's also on 103 FM in Kathmandu. Via Alokesh Gupta came word that KTWR in Guam started a special broadcast for Nepal, 1345 to 1445 UT on 15280 in Nepali and English. I was able to hear it weekly, starting English at 1415. Their website says that hour is actually in four different languages, including English. And the Alki List says this transmission is Monday through Friday only. I cannot hear it well enough in English to determine whether they were offering any practical advice for survivors. A few mostly neighboring countries and, of course, several religious broadcasters already had some broadcasts in the Nepali language on shortwave. Greg Christ reminds us that for the rest of the summer, the mighty KBC, via now in Germany, is on 9925 instead of 7375 for their Saturday night broadcast to North America, 3 hours starting at midnight UT Sundays. And he says his own forgotten song segment is usually somewhere between 0230 and 0300. Another broadcaster out of the Netherlands, Radio Space Shuttle via Bulgaria, 13800, was first for 1 hour Sundays at 18 UT, but on April 26th, they moved 2 hours later, 20 to 21 UT, and were getting good reports on that, so plan to continue at that hour. It was heard, among others, by Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts. The May 3rd broadcast, however, is to be beamed toward Japan. A bit of medium wave news from Oklahoma. The 1020 station, KOKP in Perry, has been off the air for several days and nights, allowing other things to be heard, including something that's off frequency, making a low heterodyne, which I think is KCKN in New Mexico, and the 1120 station near Tulsa, which is now officially KETU, suddenly came back on the air April 27th. It's no longer Radio Victoria, but playing Mexican regional music as La Nueva Picuda, P-I-C-U-D-A, originating in Los Angeles, but it continues to be irregular. The big DX news this week is the appearance of Puntland Radio 1. Puntland is that sort of autonomous region of Somalia. You might recall that 2 years ago there were brief low-power tests on 13800 kilohertz from this station, but now it's back with a new and higher-powered transmitter, first reported April 27th. Thanks to Seichi Hasegawa in Japan, who forwards news from H. Komatatobara in Akita Prefecture with a recording, which members of the DX Listening Digest group have been able to hear. It's on compatible USB. This was at 1505 UT. I was able to hear it the next day with a very poor signal, but what I heard matched what was on his recording. IDs in Italian, because the engineer setting up the transmitter is from Italy, then in English, and then in Somali, with some bits of music. The engineer, Enrico Liperni, says it's a 20-kilowatt transmitter in Garouwe, Puntland, G-A-R-O-O-W-E. And there's another frequency they announce, 6160. I was hearing it April 28th between 1345 and 1426 on 13800, and so were many others. However, I've seen no reports of it at all for April 29th or 30th, so the brief test period may be over and we can only wait for it to begin regular programming if it does this time, unlike 2 years ago. Schedule is or was uncertain, but Francesco Clementi in Italy says it was between 06 and 16 UT on one frequency and or the other. You can read much more about it, of course, in the new DX Listening Digest 1517, and all about the previous appearance in 2013 in these issues via worldofradio.com, DXLD 1316 and 1317 under Puntland, not Somalia. A few weeks ago, I reported a mystery new Heifer beacon giving the call sign over and over, V1RGO/B. It wasn't listed anywhere, but now it is. The identity is known thanks to the LWCA Heifer list. It's in East Haven, Connecticut, running 7 words per minute CW around 13562. A time change for one of our World of Radio broadcasts on WRMI 9955, now Thursdays at 11:30 UT instead of 12:30. As for the broadcast between 21 and 22 UT, I can only suggest you check both possible frequencies. We may be on one or the other, or both, or neither, namely Thursdays at 21, Fridays at 21:30, and Sundays at 21 UT. 15770 and 7570. Now that it's May, our broadcast via Hamburger Local Radio in Germany should be resuming after a maintenance period on 7265 CUSB, Saturdays and Wednesdays at 0630 and 1430. I wonder if Family Radio has lost interest in broadcasting via their former site, Okeechobee, now WRMI. On at least 3 occasions lately, I've noted WRMI Phil Music instead of Family Radio in Spanish, 111920, between 01 and 02 UT, and after 02 on the other transmission, 7730. April 29th at 0109, past 0130, I had an intriguing ID, an open carrier on 9665 atop the off-frequency Brazilian. 9665 reminds us of an old Radio Moscow frequency, and they've registered a number of others, but not this one for the current season, all of them imaginary. It could be Cairo, which also uses that frequency at a much different hour. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices only 5 and 2, May 3rd to 11th, but peaking at 25 and 5 on the 12th. Solar flux peaking at 135, May 7th to 9th. That's World of Radio 1771. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.